Connie Curry Radio. I was following Joe Walsh yesterday. He was commenting on Phil Spector, and of course, then Ronnie Spector, who just passed away, and was mentioning through his threads that he has just come out with a collaborative effort with Johnny Winter. Actually, it was with Edgar Winter to remember the life of Johnny Winter. And a couple of great tunes on there that he was, I think he was on two or three different tracks on there. Anyway, I'll repost. Actually, I did repost his Twitter right here on Tony Curry Radio. Something interesting to get into if you're into Edgar Winter Group right there. They Only Come Out at Night, a free ride. I love that song. I had a great day yesterday. Wednesdays, there's one day of the week where the majority of us really get after it. Sometimes it's Monday, sometimes it's Tuesday. Wednesday's my day where, I mean, I get after it every single day, but Wednesdays is when we record everything. And we had a great show yesterday. I had a good friend of mine, Michael Coleman, who's the executive director at the Jimmy Hell Mission, and I've become just really good friends with the guy, and almost to a point where I'm mentored by him. He's just an amazing individual. So we talked about doing a show, and we recorded our first one yesterday, and it was great. It's called Mission Minded, and that show will start airing probably next week. It's going to be great. So we got that going on. Also, a brand new show with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa, a show that looks good, feels good, and more importantly, sounds good. It's a hybrid massage therapy, aromatherapy, whatever you want to do with Woodhouse Day Spa, and then classic rock with it as well, called When in Rome. And we'll start working on that show next week. We have some super cool stuff. If you, of course, were listening yesterday at noon and 8, you heard Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty. He's going to start joining me next week here on Tony Curry Radio Weekly. He has a fantastic show. It's all blues music. And then, of course, today at noon and 8, we're doing an encore presentation of Damon Johnson's Top 6 Hair Metal Band Songs, also known as Butt Bands, and it was so good that people wanted to hear it again. We've got a partnership with Spotify, and within about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have all the archived, and we've gotten like over 100 different shows that people want to hear, and they can't find them, and I understand that, and so it's all going to be on demand. We'll have it for you. You can listen to it whenever you want through Spotify, but for now, you can listen to that show, an encore presentation at noon and 8, the top 6 hair metal band songs. We got Faster Pussycat, LA Guns, I mean, it's just Skid Row, it's killer. We'll have that all for you at noon and 8 this afternoon right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, happy Friday to you. And what happened this week? Jeez Louise. We've had a monster week here at Tony Curry Radio, as we always have. It's amazing to me how many people now are finding me. Listen, I used to get after it quite a bit with the COVID thing going on and everything else. I just don't get out a whole lot. I get 3 kids. You could say my life is kind of boring. I find it incredibly exhilarating. Not quite as good as changing diapers and everything, but it's pretty good. So we get after it, and I'm getting all these people coming up saying, dude, I've been listening to Tony Curry Radio. It sounds fantastic. I love your new shows. And I'm like, thanks. And so we realize that we have to do things that are incredibly unique to every listener experience. And that's why we do, the Damon Johnson show at noon and 8 every Friday. We have the Blues Almighty, which was yesterday, Livewire Wednesday, Adapter Parish on Tuesday with Adaptogent, formerly GT Software, with Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Klapo. And then, of course, on Mondays, we do Dark Side of the Pooch, which, by the way, is brought to you by now Ed's Pet World. So we're getting after it right here on the Tony Curry Radio. We have 2 new shows that we're going to start in the next couple of weeks. One called When in Rome, which I think is going to be just fantastic, kind of a hybrid Woodhouse Day Spa / classic rock show. And then, of course, the other show that we recorded yesterday, which I think could be a game changer for not only people who hear it, but also for this radio station in general. It's called Mission Minded with Michael Coleman from the Jimmy Hell Mission. He's the executive director, but he's more than just a director, and he's worked in charities and non-for-profits for a long period of time, but the guy's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman, and he threw some things out yesterday. I was like, whoa. I mean, it's super cool. So we'll have that show for you coming up in the next few days as well, and we'll keep you abreast of all the information through our social media platforms. Also got hit up by a guy named Stacy, who listens to the radio stations every day, about doing an 80s rock show. And I'm like, we play a lot of 80s rock around here, and I don't have a problem with that, so we may instill that. And I sent out a picture. Someone sent me a calendar, a Snap-on Tools. Can you imagine what it'd be like now if you went to your local Express Oil Change and they had that calendar out? I just posted it on social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's 3 gals, 1986 Snap-on Tools calendar. Do you remember those? I used to go with my old man. There was a guy named Bill Smith who worked up in Mason, Ohio, and right outside Westchester in Cincinnati. And that's what it was, man. There were no female mechanics. It was all old dudes who would sit there and bicker back and forth with the old man saying, yeah, the brake pads are getting a little thin there, Dick. It looks like you're going to have to change. My dad would always go in for like a plug and a tire and come out like $1,000 shorter because there were always things to be worked on the old 77 Buick. But they used to have calendars all over these mechanic places. And this one was from Snap-on Tools. And the sponsors, the people that used to sell the tools, actually used to take the shots of the calendars and drop them off to mechanics. If you got a hold of one of those calendars, text it to me or email it to me or Twitter it to me, tweet it to me. Tony Curry Radio, Tony Curry Radio. I'd love to see some of those old 70s and 80s calendars, the girl calendars. They used to hang in mechanic offices. I think it's fantastic. Great. Tony Curry Radio, it wasn't me. It is George Thorogood, the Delaware Destroyer, a guy that I think I've brought on stage about 55 times. And every time I get together with George, people are like, how was he, man? Was he fun to get out of? Was he fun to get after? And the guy doesn't drink. So, yeah, it was a good time. And that's probably why he's a hell of a guitar player. He writes a lot of songs about drinking, but he really has never imbibed. I got some High and Dry from Def Leppard coming in just a few minutes. Go to our website, TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net. Like everything we do. That just goes without saying. Go to our Facebook page, Twitter pages, Instagram, as well as our LinkedIn page, Tony Curry Radio, and let us know what you think. And, of course, you can leave requests there. We're getting a lot of different show ideas. We started doing these shows. Let me just briefly explain to you. We do classic rock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anytime you tune us in, we're playing killer stuff. And we play stuff you just don't get a chance to hear very often. And so I realize that's great and all, and we've gotten tens of thousands of people that listen every single day, but we have to bring out unique programming. That's why I created the Damon Johnson Show, or Damon Johnson actually created it. I just wanted to come along for the ride. The guy's unbelievable. Just got off the road with Lynyrd Skynyrd, so he's got a show, Blues Almighty, with Austin Hanks. He plays in the Big Bad Blues Band with Billy F. Gibbons. You may know him from ZZ Top. That show goes on Thursdays, and so we started adding on the show. So people are starting to throw show ideas out. They're coming out of the woodwork. Well, I want to do a show. That's great. You know, and obviously, airtime is important. It's expensive, not here. But if you got a great show idea, so go to TonyCurryRadio.net, become a bonehead. And if you got a show idea, had several people want to do an 80s rock show. A friend of mine wants to do Saturday Night Live, where it's just all live tracks on Saturday, which I think is a great idea. And we'll start facilitating some of these things. This radio station is your station, period. We're not some big conglomerate. We don't have 700 radio stations, but really we do, because we are heard outside 35 miles of the Birmingham area. We play all across the country. We mentioned we have in Sydney, Australia, like 60-something thousand people that listen on Wednesday sometime to Livewire Wednesday, and these little pockets are just popping up everywhere, and it just grows exponentially. It's amazing. It really is. The hell with mailers. I mean, you can listen to Tony Curry Radio anywhere. We know that 90% of people that listen to terrestrial radio, and that's fine. When you listen to the Eagle or Jocks or whatever, where I've worked at both, you have to be in the car. People don't listen to those radio stations, but on mine, you can listen on the app, the Tony Curry Radio app, anywhere. People are out by the grill. Got a friend of mine down in Delray, Florida, does all kinds of woodwork, and he's got it on his shop. We're available on Alexa. We're available on Google Play. We're available everywhere. So check out Tony Curry Radio. And these new and exciting shows are going to be coming up. We have two more shows and perhaps a third that will start here in the next couple weeks, so we're super excited about that. Def Leppard's on the road, along with Poison and Motley Crue. I think they did it right. Tickets went on sale several weeks ago, but the tour doesn't actually start till June, which is a great idea. And I think, you know, as I saw the Eagles are back in the road. Kiss is doing their thing. Spoon just released their tour. Bon Jovi just released their tour. And so, again, I don't really understand the idea of releasing a tour right now until we know what's going to happen with, the pandemic. Some bands are just pushing forward. David Lee Roth, of course, has canceled all of his stuff. So for every band that comes out and says, we're going to start a brand new tour, there's another one saying, we're holding off for a while because we don't want to have to reschedule shows. To reschedule shows is a pain in the ass. I'm just telling you right now. But if you go to DefLeppard.com, DefLeppard.com, or you go to TonyCurryRadio.net and to search it, we have a tour page there, and you can find out when all of your favorite bands are playing on the road. This one's from High and Dry. It's one of my favorite tunes from Def Leppard. You don't get a chance to hear it very often. I don't know why. I love it. I could talk over the end of this song because I don't know one person that actually likes the end of this song. It's funny because We always talk about we don't castrate the music around here. In other words, we don't play edited versions. We play live versions. But I remember back in the day. Yeah, we still have a minute to go. Remember back in the day, we had 45-minute tapes, right? The Memorexes, you know? So whenever your friend got a brand new album, you go to his house and you record the album, and of course you did it perfectly, right? You had to have the levels right. And he got Abacab from Genesis. I thought, cool, so I could come over and record. He said, sure. And it saved me $8.99. Now albums are like $18.99. So I'm recording it, and the flipping tape ran out because the album was 46 minutes and 58 seconds long, and I only had a 45-minute tape, and that sucked because when you were trying to do a perfect tape, man, it had to be perfect. You had to have like a little space in the beginning and space at the end because you wanted it to sound like it was a real album, because when you had the tape deck, the chick you were on a date with, she had no clue. She just knew that you were rich enough to buy yourself cassette tapes, which back in high school was a big deal with my wood-paneled GMC Hornet. No wonder I didn't get laid until I was like 22 years old. So it pissed me off, man. I was like, I can't believe this. It was that when that was that song right there for like the last 2.5 minutes. It just does this aimless crap. And I'm like, and I love Genesis, but I'm like, can we please? And of course, the edited version, they edit all the good stuff out. They don't take the last 3 minutes of that crap off. It's Tony Curry here on the Tony Curry Radio. It is a Damon Johnson Friday. We normally don't play encore shows around here. I like to get the shows out every single week. We have fresh shows. I want to make sure that every time you tune in, you're getting fresh stuff. Blues Almighty last night was out of control. It was perfect. It was beautiful. The blues music that Austin Hanks picks every Thursday is just, every time I listen to it, I have to write down all the songs he's got because I'm like, okay, why aren't we playing this in regular rotation? I could add like 7,000 more songs just based off that one show alone. And then Damon comes in and he picks a theme. And last week we did his top 6 metal hair songs, also known as butt bands. And he had his lovely bride Linda join us. That's Linda with a Y, by the way. And she's a firecracker, man. Those two. Woo! It takes a special woman to be married to a dude who tours with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Alice Cooper, John Waite, and Thin Lizzy, I'm just saying. And Damon is a jewel of his own. He's a great guy, but man, she gets after it. And so the show was so good, and we had so many listeners, and people are like, can we please hear it again? And I'm like, yeah. So here's the deal. So we're going to run that show again at noon and 8 this afternoon, the Damon Johnson show. You can hear that. And then we'll redo some more shows next week. The other thing is we're in partnership with Spotify. So coming up here in about 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to have the Tony Curry Radio Network podcast, and you'll be able to go back and listen to all 10, 11 shows we've already done with Damon, and they're all fantastic. It's great. We also got another special show coming up called When in Rome that we're developing. We just don't get on and put clients on or put some knucklehead from Hueytown on and just let him start talking. It's got to be a good show. It's got to be great. I want to make sure that people listen to it. So we'll do that show starting next week. And Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa, who is one of our great sponsors, Woodhouse Day Spa right there. You can Google Woodhouse Day Spa right there in Birmingham and check them out. They're great. They always have specials, aromatherapy, anything they can do to make you look good and feel good, they do at the Woodhouse Day Spa. Dr. Josh, who's done their commercials for years, always talks about, you know, this is not a luxury. This is something you need. The Woodhouse Day Spa, check it out with Stuart Rome. So he came up with a title called When in Rome, and it's going to be a hybrid show where we're talking about things that make you feel good, look good, but also sound good. And he's a huge Rush fan, and so we love playing some Rush around here. Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app. Download that Tony Curry Radio app. A little redundant, but not really. You're going to love it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We do classic rock, and we play a lot of classic rock you won't hear anywhere else. I know you can go to all kinds of different formats, but we set the table for you. Hell, we even give you that little fork there you can eat your salad with. Come to our rock and roll restaurant, chow down 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I've handpicked every classic rock song we play here, and I think you'll love it. If you go get our app, we got like 70 ratings. They're all 5 stars. People love it. They flip and love it. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. That's Curry with a K, Tony Curry Radio. And I promise you, you will absolutely love it. Then we throw in all these shows. Dark Side of the Pooch, which we have, of course, on Monday. Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, brought to you by Ed's Pet World right there in Homewood. We got that show going on. Adapt or Perish, great business show with Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Klapo. Brand new episodes coming up on Tuesday at noon and 8. Livewire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828 for all your staffing needs. It's a full hour of AC/DC coming up on Wednesdays. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. Fantastic. Every time I listen to the show, he plays about 12 different blues songs. I'm like, we could play those songs just regularly, like regular rotation here on Tony Curry Radio. That show airs on Thursdays. And then today at noon and 8, everyone that's listening to us here in the Birmingham metro area and certainly in Alabama, but we're international, right? We have an international footprint because we're on the internet. You can listen to us anywhere you want, 24. You don't have to be in the car. You can be. You can be in bed. You can be on a mountaintop. Wherever you're at, you can listen to Tony Curry Radio. We're available on Alexa, Google Play, the whole nine yards. Damon Johnson does a show where we pick a theme. We've done his top six guitar solos, top six one-man bands, stuff like that. He wanted to do his top six butt band songs last Friday. And then he wanted his wife, Linda, to be part of the show. She didn't really like the name butt band. I didn't, by the way, I thought butt band was like gay rock bands. It's not. Butt bands are like those old hair bands that had a limited window but just blew the doors off, like Skid Row, LA Guns, Faster Pussycat, those bands, right? And so we turned it into the top six metal hair band songs. And it was so good, it was our most listened to show for Damon's show, the Damon Johnson show, that we're going to replay it. We're going to give you an encore presentation today at noon and 8 o'clock tonight. If you love heavy metal, hair metal, metal bands, butt bands, and you want to hear Damon's wife, who, by the way, is a firecracker, she gets after it. I was always wondering, good morning to you, Brandon Austin. I was always wondering, what kind of woman it takes to be married to a rock and roll star. Now I know. She's worth just listening to the show at noon and 8 on Tony Curry Radio later on this afternoon. So all you Damon Johnson fans, and I know you're out there because here on Facebook and wherever you're listening, Damon Johnson has been with John Waite. It's been with Thin Lizzy. Did the thing with, of course, Alice Cooper for 10 years. Brother Kane, the Get Ready. And now he's with Lynyrd Skynyrd doing the Lynyrd Skynyrd. The dude's a legend. He's a legend. And his wife just kills it on the show today at noon and 8. So make sure you download the Tony Curry Radio app and get after it. By the way, Brandon says, butt bands seem like a workout product for a better booty. Could be. Whenever I get on Facebook in the morning, there's always like 2,500 people that I just follow that are live. Do you people work? Are you all doing radio shows? How in the hell can that many people be on Facebook? It's 8:39 in the morning. Don't y'all go to work or something? Or are you just hanging out in the office? Working remotely, are we today? A couple interesting stories I want to get into. Dave Grohl, by the way, of the Foo Fighters, turns 53 years old today. I love him, man. I think he is just fantastic. He's awesome. Interesting story coming out, speaking of butt bands, about J.J. French. Remember him from Twisted Sister? I want to talk about that story in just a few minutes, but am I the only one getting tired of hearing about Novak Djokovic and whether he's going to be deported or not? I keep hearing this story. It keeps showing up on the nightly news. Everywhere I look on ESPN, it's all about him getting his 21st Grand Slam. Nine of his Grand Slams come from the Australian Open, so obviously he wants to play. He wins a lot there. But my deal is this, man. Whether you like vaccine mandates or not, I don't care. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But if there's rules, there's rules. And just because you're one of the greatest tennis players in history and you're trying to get your 21st Grand Slam, which would set a record, if you're not vaccinated and that's the rules in Australia, that's the rules. So it goes down there. They hold him for like first it was like 16 hours. Then it was 6 hours. Now we're hearing it was only 4 hours, all right? You got people outside his hotel room that obviously want to see him play. They want to see him make history. And the dude ain't vaccinated. Well, if Australia's got rules that says you got to be vaccinated in order to play, then you got to be vaccinated. Just because your ass is rich and you're the greatest tennis player we've ever seen, sorry. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, if LeBron James wanted to come to Birmingham and do some exhibition basketball game, I'd be the first one in line to see him play. But if he had to be vaccinated, he ain't vaccinated, then you can't do it. Ask Kyrie Irving. He knows all about it. So I'm tired of hearing about this. I don't know why it's so newsworthy. The dude ain't vaccinated. Australia's got rules. If you're on Australian, I'd be pissed. Tough shit. Go get vaccinated then. He's got an exemption. Well, evidently, the exemption doesn't work. It's not good enough. And what it does, it opens up this Pandora's box for everyone else going, hey, listen, I'm not vaccinated and I want to go work. I want to go do my thing, but I can't, but Novak can. What's so special about Novak? Sorry, you don't get preferential treatment just because you're one of the greatest tennis players in the world. And I like Joke. I like him a lot. Ted Blackis, good morning to you, man. Thanks for watching this morning. Go to work. Very interesting story. I had a friend of mine who's actually our radio producer, James Michael Keats. He was down at the beach for a couple days, and he mentioned to me he saw a dolphin. And I said, was it happy? And he goes, yeah, dolphins are always happy. You ever realize how dolphins are really, really happy? Saw this crazy story. Now we kind of know why. The big brain isn't the dolphin's only human-like attribute. Massachusetts scientists came out yesterday and discovered that these marine mammals have large and well-developed clitorises. You can't make this crap up. This is where our research dollars are going, my friends, you taxpayers out there. According to the journal Current Biology, according to Eureka Alert, the dolphin's clitoris, I don't have one, so I can't really pronounce it correctly. Apologize. Clitoris. Yeah, I've yet to find one either. It's like the Holy Grail. We're looking for the long-lost clitoris. Do you know where it is? I don't know. I think it's over under that rock over there, but I could never find it. According to the scientist, a dolphin has many features that suggest it functions to provide pleasure to females, which makes sense. According to Patricia Brennan, an assistant biology professor at Mount Holyoke College in Massachusetts, every time we dissected the vagina, we found this very large clitoris. We were curious whether anyone examined it to detail to see how it worked or if it worked anything like, good morning, Andy, like a human clitoris. We knew the dolphins have sex, and we were wondering, do they have sex to not produce? They just want to have sex. We as human beings, we like to have sex even when we're not trying to start families because it feels good. It's a good thing. In the animal world, you pretty much, unless you're a rabbit or a cat, and they're just always getting after it, they do it to produce, procreate, right? They rut, they have a couple times during the year, they get after it, next thing you know, you've got a box full of kittens underneath your front porch. But they're finding out that dolphins are a lot smarter than we even gave them credit for, and that is they solidify their social bonds, so it's likely that they find pleasure in the female clitoris of a dolphin, and that dolphins are just little sex fiends. They're not just doing it to procreate, they do it because they like it. 11 bottlenose dolphins were found dead on U.S. beaches recently, so they cut them up. They found their vulvas were surprisingly similar to the shape of a human's, which found interesting given that the entire pelvis of dolphins is so different. I have not gotten close enough to find out, but it makes sense. Just like other types of dolphins, the bottlenose sex organ envelops a hood, and as the critter matures, this cover becomes wrinkled, potentially causing the vulva tip to become engorged with blood when aroused, just like a female's. Also, the size of the nerves in the clitoris body were very surprising. Some measured as big as a half a millimeter. Is that big? What is that, half a millimeter? I don't know. Oh, and Andy says, you know, they only found how big and where a woman's clitoris was till 1996. Hey, again for guys out there, listen, if you want to learn about a woman's anatomy, don't watch porn because it's the worst. That's the worst thing you can do. First of all, no one likes it that rough, and second of all, it's all wrong. You should Google what you're looking for first. You're going to get more information than you are from any type of porn. Don't do that. It's not good. Not only that, they mentioned that animals have sex year-round even when they can't conceive. They've been observed probing each other's genitals with their flukes, flippers, and snouts. See, maybe if you get together with your wife tonight and take your fluke, your flipper, your snout, and see if you can poke around down there. Ultimately, they're hoping their research will help broaden our understanding of both human and animal sex lives. This neglect in the study of female sexuality has led us with an incomplete picture of the true nature of sexual behavior. Studying and understanding sexual behaviors and nature is a fundamental part of the understanding of the animal experience. It may even have important medical applications to us in the future. And again, if anyone's ever seen one, let me know, because I haven't seen one probably in about 7 or 8 years. I think I've tripped over one. There has been times where I've looked I've been in the mountains, and I've looked in every crack and crevice, and I go under hoods, and I go under rocks and everything. I can never see it, but there has been occasions where I think I've actually tripped over one. There's guys saying, I've seen one. And you know you haven't. What'd you do with it? Do you like to put it in a box and take it home? We got all these great shows going on. Make sure you download the Tony Curry Radio app. It's a great app. We do 24 hours. Listen, if for anything else, you're helping Tone the Bone out, get on there and check it out. We mentioned all these wonderful shows, the Adapter Parishes, the Dark Side of the Pooches, the Live Wire Wednesdays, the Blues Almighties, and the Damon Johnson Show going on at noon and 8. We have two new shows we're going to develop and unveil here in the next couple weeks. I want to thank my good friend Michael Coleman with the Jimmy Hill Mission. I'm sure he loved that dolphin story. He's like, thanks for butting me up against that dolphin clitoris story there, Tone. Thanks. We did a show yesterday called Mission Minded. Our first show was all about NFPs. Non-for-profits, because he's the executive director with the Jimmy Hill Mission. He is fantastic. I've gone out and had lunch with him numerous times, and so we have a great chemistry, and I'm like, let's just sit around and act like we're breaking bread, man, and have a conversation. That's what we did yesterday. It's a great show. It's our first show in the can. It'll be coming out probably next week. And then we also have another hybrid show. By the way, I tweeted out this morning a picture of a 1986 Snap-on Tools calendar. I didn't even realize. Can you believe that back in the day, your old man, did you ever go to the mechanic with your old man? Back in the late 70s, early 80s, when my dad ever asked me if I wanted to go to the mechanic with him, man, I knew it was going to be like vacation. Whenever your dad invited you to do anything with you, you felt honored. Now kids just go, and they don't want to go. But, you know, I always ask my kids, hey, you want to run to the store with me? They're like, no. And I'm like, dude, if my dad asked me to go do something to him, man, it was special. Even if it was like to walk out and get the newspaper on the driveway. Yeah, you want to walk out? Yeah, I was honored when my dad asked me to do it. So when my dad asked me to go to the mechanic, I was like, I thought it was a passing of the torch, man. I thought it was super cool because I knew mechanics had dirty potty mouths. I knew my dad was going to see a different side of my dad because he was probably going to get pissed off because what he went in for was a plug and a tire, and he's going to walk out with a brand new starter and a carburetor. He'd walk in. Yeah, dang, it looks like it's going to be another $343. What? And so my dad would start cussing. The mechanic would start cussing. They'd hug. They'd high-five each other. Next thing you know, my dad's, you know, getting an entire new undercarriage in the 1977 GMC Hornet I drove. And but in these mechanics areas, and they didn't have express oil changes and these snap. They didn't have these giant garages. They didn't have 10-minute oil changes. Yeah, I mean, to oil change your oil is like a half day kind of thing, and most of it changed oil in our driveway, or you knew a mechanic that would change it for you because you didn't want to get underneath the car. But they had these calendars all over the place. Tony Page, good morning to you, Tone. They had these calendars that were hanging all over the place of these half-naked women. And you just don't see calendars like that anymore. But I don't know if it's because of the Me Too thing or equality or whatever else. You just don't have calendars like that anymore unless you go to a Spencer's or you get online and you just want to, for some reason, you want to have a picture of half-naked women hanging in your refrigerator or something. Anyway, so I posted this picture of this calendar that someone sent me the other day. This dude wants to do an 80s rock show. And he's like, man, do you think it would look like this? And it's these three gals in some type of workout garb. And I'm like, dude, they got hair that's like, talk about hair bands. It's unbelievable. From 1986, I posted it on Tony Curry and our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages. And I'm like, can you imagine walking into Express Oil Change and seeing one of those calendars now? Or walk into the bathroom? It doesn't. Make sure you download the Tony Curry Radio app. We've been all over the road today. Special thanks to my radio partner, Dr. Josh Klepo, who joined me yesterday. If you want to hear what he had to say, he traveled some 10,000 miles over the holidays. He had some miraculous and wonderful and funny stories to share. We had him on. And then, of course, the podcast that is probably our most listened to podcast to date, Mark Ingram of the UAB Blazers came on the show on Wednesday. Had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. We're at the end of the college football season. We talked about expansion or the lack thereof. We talked about conferences getting automatic bids. We talked about UAB moving to the AAC, which, by the way, doesn't look like it's going to happen for at least another year, maybe 2 years, 2024. We talked about Bill Hancock and what's going on with the NCAA. We talked about the NIL, which has been rearing its ugly head based on this alleged story that A&M spent like $25 or $30 million to bring in recruits. We got through all of it, and as we spoke, it's about 30 minutes long, the chip on Mr. Ingram's shoulder got bigger and bigger and bigger. It's a great interview, and I love me some Mark Ingram, the UAB athletic director, so make sure you check out that podcast. Go to Tony Curry Live. Google Tony Curry Live. It's through Audio Boom or wherever you find your favorite podcast, and we'll play it for you. Lots of classic rock here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tony Curry Radio, the Counting Crows and Hang Around in the Desert Life. Eddie Money's been in the news a lot lately because, of course, his biggest hit was with the Ronettes. And yes, that Ronette, Ronnie Spector, who just passed away. And, of course, Phil passed away a couple years ago or a year ago. I inadvertently posted the picture that he died again. There's one dude that could die twice and be Phil Spector. Creep.